That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, all three, for wherever you are in the world. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Frank St. James. Now, Frank and I have been talking this week, and we realize that the world is in turmoil, and a lot of it is in turmoil, not through any one person's fault. So for the next month, this month of February, which in our neck of the woods, we're in the Northern Hemisphere, is going to be a little dark, we're going to offer a comfort show. And Frank's going to be on as much as possible. And we are here to answer your questions about what you're going through now. You know, I'm a psychic, and Frank is also a psychic. We each have our own expertise. And each one, we feel, comes from the divine. It's mystical. It has a metaphysical relationship, and we try to coincide with events that, for you, will have a spiritual significance as well as a meaning. That when we give you your answers, we can tune into you. We're very good that way for some reason. Who knows why? And we want to give to you something that will give you comfort, something that will help you get through your changes, because everybody's going through stress, strain, and whatever. I just want to say that we do work on the spiritual realms, and we know that things have a symbolic meaning for each person, and we study the value of your words, your names, and your ideas. And we are associated with the paranormal alongside astrology. I use astrology. And Frank uses astrology. We use it differently, but we use it. And it gives us our answers about you. And they're unique. And sometimes we hear direct sentences from the divine, from your guides, which is very, very special. And when that takes place, it gives us more faith, and it probably draws you in too, so that you know that we are receiving what is special for you. We don't practice traditional psychic work or traditional anything. We just go with the energy that's present. And Frank St. James and I have been able to help thousands of people. Now, we are in the halfway point of a 9-year cycle, because this is a 5-year for everyone in the world. And that means we're halfway through a 9-year cycle. And the first 4 years are now behind us. And that's the years of getting acclimated for whatever the cycle is. Frank can explain that better than I can. And
well,
so
the go ahead. I'm sorry.
It acts as a go-between, a pivotal moment of change. The year of the five is a number all about sensual experiences, fun, freedom, socializing, flexibility, creativity, adventure, and learning from our mistakes. Oh, my God. So this year can expose the soul's greatest desires when predicting, projecting, and forecasting for the year ahead. Okay, Frank, explain to them about the 5-year a little bit.
The fifth year is called the year of change. And the way the astronomy is going now, we have a lot of Aquarius, which always comes in and provokes change in the public thinking. And it does expose things that have been going on that have been very negative towards the public. And a lot of people telling, let's say they haven't been telling the truth.
They've been screaming
at us. It's coming back to them, and it's exposing a lot of things that they've been doing that are not copacetic with the public. What they should be doing is helping us. And a lot of them are getting exposed to certain things, sexual acts and different things. I mean, it's been going on now.
For a long time. But they're trying to establish a monarchy rather than a freedom and
right
with the people. And Frank, I just want you to know we do have two people holding. So okay. Would you like to start to take calls?
Sure.
Okay. We have a Stephanie from Colorado, and her birthday is February 15th, 1957. So it's this month, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. And what can we do for you tonight, Stephanie?
Well, I've been having a lot of very unusual dreams, and I'm not sure what to make of them. I had one this morning at 4 in the morning. And they said out the name and spelled it out in cursive, Catherine Austin Fitz. And I know she's been on Coast to Coast. That's how I found you. Mm. And I've only heard her a few times, so I'm not sure why I would dream about her.
Well, the thing is that you have to write that down, journal it, and just wait. You will get the signal. It will be clear to you. But I also want you to know that I do interpret dreams, and offline you can send me an email. I do that. That's offered on my website. And I think you do too, don't you, Frank?
Yes, and I've been getting some, I watch a lot of documentaries, and I was really interested in it, and that when I was asleep that night, I actually almost saw the whole program going through, and I had to try to interpret what that meant to me, you know. But it opened up some kind of a channel. So some things that you see or hear stick in your mind, but they're not resolved. So sometimes during a sleep, you'll also go through that again, the particular message.
I'll tell you what I think I would do, Stephanie. What I would do is I would find her on the website and I would have a reading from her.
Mm. Okay.
She might have a message for you.
I was going to say she's a financial planner, so
Well, that's important. Maybe you need to get a good accountant. It's time to do your income tax.
Yeah. Well I've also been seeing a lot of numbers like 1111 and 333 and 222. Can you tell me what those mean?
Sure. They're high vibration numbers, and they mean that you're protected, and they mean that you have angels and spirit guides around you. The higher the number, the higher the vibration of the spirit. 111, 333, 444. The Christ number was 444. So, Frank, what's your interpretation? That's mine.
Well, sometimes you're actually going to contact with somebody like with those numbers. Now, it's prevalent in my birth. Those are birth numbers. They've always been very strong with me, too. So sometimes we connect that way. It's like tuning in a radio station sometimes, and two people connect. There's a lot of things that are going on that are changing lifestyles and everything. So I wouldn't be too concerned with the negative stuff as much as people are changing careers. People are doing a lot of things from the home, which is, it's almost like it's a whole new world, like we went to another planet, almost the way some of these things have been going. So,
Stephanie, let me just say one more thing. I don't know if you meditate or not, but it sounds to me like something is trying to open up one channel, and maybe somebody is trying to contact you from the other side, your guides, your angels. You may start receiving. So I would start meditating. I can send you some special stuff if you contact me offline. That's what I do. I help people open up their chakras so that they can bring in the higher energies. I'd love to help you.
And Stephanie, I've been a medium all my life, and so I contact the other side, loved ones, friends. I'm also work with the police, and actually I work with them all over the world, and to give information to try and contact the victims or give and be there astrally. I can be there astrally and tell them the scenery around it and the particulars. And a lot of times that information helps with solving a case. So
it would be great for you to open up, Stephanie. Anyway, please contact me online when you get the chance. Okay? And thank you for calling. Let's find out.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. And we have Joni Frank from Colorado. She's November 3rd, 1952. Good evening, Joni. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Thank you. Good evening to both of you.
Thank you.
And what do you have for Frank tonight?
And actually, this comes from a friend of mine who happens to be psychic, but she lives in Spain. So it was too late for her, or too early for her to listen tonight. But she wanted to know, will the vaccines be stopped because they're having so many negative side effects, including deaths?
I don't know if they will. I will tell you that tonight they announced that Kamala Harris took her shot today and that they were watching to see how it would affect her. So I am not ready for the vaccine myself personally. I want it to be here longer and watch how it affects everybody. I doubt if they'll stop the vaccines. It's too much of a panic.
Joan,
what about you, Frank?
Joan, I'm in Jersey, and I'm a New Yorker, and believe me, there's been so much disorder and mismanagement in it, and sometimes the vaccine is there or you know, that one where you have to be like 40 below, and there was a whole truck full of that, and
they left it open. 40 below, yeah.
And it's so much mismanagement that in the you're going to be all right. It's going to take a couple years really to have it somewhat under control, but it's like the flu. You know, you get a dose of the flu every year, and hopefully you won't get a cold. It's going to be like that, but it's going to take a while.
It will take until the end of
2023. The whole thing is don't panic.
It's going to take until the end of 2023 for it all to get straightened out. It's much like when we went through the measles or those other vaccines that we've had over the years. So wait it out at least 6 months, Joni. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not interested in getting one at all.
Okay. All right.
Well, there's a lot of people that aren't either. So.
Well,
yeah, about 70 million.
The public is extremely uneducated about this, and it's the media that's trying to talk them into it.
Actually, it's Bill Gates' money when you take it, the pharmaceuticals make money. But anyway, we're here to comfort you, and we're going to be here every week from now on. Let's find out. It's going to be about finding out things and comforting. Thank you for calling Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time to take a break and listen to our weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of February 1st through February 7th, 2021. Welcome to February, the coldest month of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, where in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the hottest month of the year. And we're going to have some weather going on this month that will affect both hemispheres. With Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius, a few landmarks have already been set in recent weeks that foreshadow where this collective journey is headed. With an outraged Mars and stubborn Taurus squaring off against an, I just want to express myself, Sun in freedom-loving Aquarius, any attempts at cancel culture will get nipped in the bud. In the first 3 weeks of February, not only are these two social planets characterized by the freedom-loving and free-loving thinking Aquarius energy, but also riding along is the Sun, Mercury, and Venus. Surprising and unorthodox developments in social, political, and technological areas can be expected during this time. With the Moon in nursemaid Virgo sending calm vibes to Venus, Saturn, and Jupiter, peace begins. But it's short-lived as Monday's contentious energy is stirred up later in the week by a stubborn lunar T-square in the vicious sign of Scorpio. As the last air sign in the zodiac, Aquarius is considered the archetype of the humanitarian, unconventional, and sometimes rebellious person. And it's a good time to try something new, especially around February 11th, when we have the new moon. It's always good to begin things on the new moon and to finish them up on the full moon. The antithesis to this experimental mood in February is mainly Mars and Uranus in Taurus. Mars shows little willingness to make quick changes and ensures that good ideas must be implemented in agreement with reality. We should have a lot of things in agreement these days, but it doesn't seem to be working out that way. Beware of reckless assertion of your wishes. The reactions of those affected could be unusually violent. We also are going to be having some violent weather and some very cold weather here in the Northern Hemisphere, whereas in the Southern Hemisphere, it will be counterbalanced by very hot weather, which is known for causing fires in Australia. They've had enough. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. A return to harmony and balance comes just in time for the weekend when diplomatic Venus conjuncts a no-nonsense Saturn in Aquarius, the sign of universal love. Remember, February is love and heart month. Hang on to that during these dark, turbulent times of February 2021. On Saturday night, tempers can flare up again when Venus squares rattle-rousing Uranus. Group outings may be rife with drama, squabbles, and even an unforeseen fistfight or two. Luckily, a collective sleep-in on a lazy Sunday morning can reduce this tension dramatically. Plan on a nice, hot, big breakfast or a delicious brunch. That should do the trick. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Frank St. James.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. That was your astrological message for this week, which we'd like to give every week so that people can understand where the energies are. And this week, we're having a storm come across the United States, a northeaster, so I'm sure Chicago is getting smothered, and Buffalo, and up here in New Hampshire. I think there might be a little bit in New Jersey for a guy named Frank St. James, too. Are you getting snow tonight, Frank?
Well, I'm in Asbury Park, New Jersey, so I'm three blocks away from the ocean, and the wind is going about 40 to 50 miles an hour. It's a whiteout, so we've got over an inch already out there.
But it's coming. Anyway, Frank and I are wanting to really be of comfort to everyone, and we would like you to call in on the show if you have a question or if you have something that you're concerned with. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And I do want to mention that on my website, I have a healing and forgiveness meditation with music by Richard Shulman that I did to help you with COVID, both healing your body and calming down your worrisome channel or whatever you feel when you get nervous and overloaded. So, Frank, can you give them something about calming themselves down when we have such chaos and turmoil?
Well, it seems like the universe has finally got to a point where it wants to change things. And I don't know if that happens every 100 years or whatever, because, going back, we had the First World War and things changed after that. But right now, it's kind of a change where we can't go through normal things like the electrical world, the robots, that type of thing that's been changing, has been changing faster and faster. People are getting information through the phone about yourself and this and that. And who knows what, who cares?
Well,
they're going to use it for anyone. But
Mercury went retrograde yesterday, so not only do we have the crazy energies of February, but we have Mercury retrograde, and it doesn't
right.
come out at the end of the month, so that's going to be fun, too. And remember Mercury retrograde, the rule is when everything goes wrong at the worst possible moment. But it does help you go back over the past, so you will have some things that are left unfinished that'll come back up to for you to handle. And it's a great time to go through your closets and to organize your desk or do any kind of throwing out and going through and letting go of everything. That's the Mercury retrograde, is going back over things and getting rid of the junk.
Getting rid of things that don't really mean anything to you.
I know. If you have one
clothing
or two
and stuff that you never wear and other things that it helps. It's kind of a cleansing too. But it's also a change in the way the population thinks and how we look at authority now. Because, of course, it is a pandemic where we can't really get where we want to go, and we're kind of, a lot of people are kind of isolated. It gives them a little more insight. Well, gee, I voted for so-and-so, and they're not doing nothing.
or they're doing too much, going too far.
Yeah, they got too much anyway, hands in it, too.
Frank, 2021 world changes in weather are going to make us have new adjustments in the coming months. Can we talk about some startling earth changes ahead and whether we're going to continue with our American values or not?
Well, earth changes have been happening really significant in the last couple of years. The Arctic the retraction of the glaciers and are exposing a lot of different things. They're raising the water. Believe it, there's a couple island people in the Pacific that had to leave their homes and everything because the water came up. And it's along the coast, too. It's been coming up. And the storms have been, you know, especially where we're in Aquarius, weird things kind of happen. The storms have been, I don't know, they say it's going to snow all night or something in a certain area, and it doesn't. So it's playing havoc. The next couple of years, especially, with earthquakes, and there'll be big changes going on with not only that, but the ozone layer's been going down a bit. And I'm not trying to push doomsday here, but there's a lot of things that shouldn't surprise you about what's going on in the world, but there will be changes.
It's all happening at the same time. Frank, we have Mary, looks like Marley Ain from Colorado, September 1st, 1954. Is that Marlene? How do you say that, sir?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh, Marlene.
Hi, Marlene. Welcome to Let's Find Out. Tonight? We're doing great tonight. You're in Colorado.
Yeah,
are you getting a lot of snow?
No, I'm not getting snow down where we are. We're down from the mountains.
Oh, good.
I think up in the mountains they're getting up, but we're below in the valley.
So what's your question for Frank tonight?
My question would be, my husband and I have a retirement account, and he's wondering where a safe place would be to put it. It's in stock right now.
It is? Well, yes. I think that I know what's going to happen with stock, what I've been told very strongly, that the two good months this year will be January and February, and that in the spring, in March, when it's this spring equinox, they're going to come out with the first quarter report, and it will be a disaster, and the market will crash. So he might want to look around. Of course, everybody's saying buy gold and silver, and I do think that that would be very wise. Or anything where you feel comfortable with. But I will tell you this, I'm not in the market. I do know that money has to be in a credit union, not in a bank. If your money's in a bank.
In a credit union, not in a bank.
Correct.
So, also, it should be diversified. If you're going to invest in different stocks, invest in different stocks. But don't put it all in one stock.
Mm-hmm. They have multiple stocks, right?
Well, thereafter, I know that the bad guys, I'll just say the bad guys because we don't really know who they are, want to liquidate all of your IRAs, your 401ks, and your stocks. They want to liquidate them. And it's just very, very mean-spirited. You have to protect yourself. So don't forget to meditate, Marlene. And get your answers, and you can also contact Frank and I offline. Frank, what is your phone number?
It's 862-684-1904.
And mine's 24
I used to be a commodities trading advisor.
My 24-hour
number. What was the number again? I just had to find the PIM.
My 24-hour number is 201-934. 8986. Uh-huh. Now that's just an answering service. Again, it's 201-934-8986. Frank, please say yours again.
862 684-1904. And I used to be a commodities trading advisor in silver back in the late 80s. And that's when they went after the Hunt brothers and pulled the rug out. I was making a lot of money for a while. And then they have this computer system that started in actually 2004. And the stock market, the people that do the stock market, took it and used it to a point where it's very hard for a small investor to get in on anything, because they can right away, as soon as they get a few people going after it, they manipulate the stock.
Isn't it nice the truth is finally coming out on all this?
Yes, yes, yes. That recent thing with GAIN, was it? Where they a few people went in and invested in this single stock. Yeah, and they lost a few billion dollars, and then they cut them off.
I loved it.
Yes,
so of course. That's how they do it.
So my best advice to you.
The truth.
Yeah, my best advice to you is diversify it. If you want to put some money in gold, and put a little in silver. Silver's been coming on for a long time. It's not the big thing, but it's consistent. It's a lot more consistent.
And it's going to be going up.
Yeah.
That's what I think, too. Okay.
Thank you, Marnie, for calling. Let's find out. We have another poll coming in, Frank. We have Eve from New Jersey, and her birthday is February 27th, 1950. Hi, Eve. How are you?
Hi, Beth. I've been knowing you for years, but I first met you when you were doing festivals and stuff around
New Jersey. Oh, yeah, we did all that all over the place.
At New Hope, Pennsylvania.
I was. I'm not anymore.
I know. Well, I know you're up in New Hampshire. In fact, my grandson went to Kimball Academy in Meridian, New Hampshire. It's beautiful up there. It is really beautiful.
So what is your question tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask Frank, the core of my family is basically my daughter, who's in her 40s, my son, who has a learning disability, but he's functional. He has a very good job doing tractor-trailer, and he's in his 50s, and then my stepson, who's in his 60s.
What about them?
Okay, basically, I wanted to ask Frank, because I know been knowing Frank for years, is right now our family is upside down, the core of us. And then with the kids being homeschool and everything, it's rough because my daughter is a teacher. She's doing virtual, well, substitute. My grandkids finally were able.
What's your question, please?
To go back to school. My daughter and my son had a big falling out. And my son is going to need other people beside me in the family, at least to help him through things because of his disability. So he's been said to my daughter, I'm never talking to her again ever in life. I know it's not true. But it's been
all right,
causing
can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? There are big changes right now. He'll get over it. Give him a couple more weeks. He'll get over it, and it'll be like it never happened. And they'll be talking again. There's a changes in all the families, believe it or not. And some of them are going to be really like they've been waiting for this time to happen. And you can't get too complacent. it seems like we can't get too complacent, because at this particular time, it's given us a chance to really look at ourselves and say, is this really, am I really happy with that? Let's move on. So, believe me, some of your turmoil in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're in the retrograde right now. I know some of this is kind of foreign to people, but a retrograde meaning that you get a lot of people from the past calling up. There's time to start thinking about the past and making some changes now. So you're in you're in a better spot than you think.
Okay. I appreciate it, Frank, and I know you've been kind of snowed out there, because I'm snowed in here, and I want to thank you so much, both of you, and Frank, good luck, my fellow detective, if you know who I am.
All right, honey, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it, Frank. Bye-bye.
Okay, so Frank, Can you tell us, I know we've had a lot of Mars action, and Mars has been squaring Uranus. Why are the people in Washington constantly fighting, and they're fighting viciously with each other? They're all supposed to be joining together and helping the people and helping this country. What happened?
For the epidemic and these astrological changes that are so unique at this time. You know, we've had moon changes that haven't happened in 150 years, and all this stuff has been changing mentally. And a lot of these people have them going for control, going for to be the head of this, the head of that, how they make their money to control. I think, it got so shook up with Trump, who wasn't a politician, that they got in such a disarray that now all of a sudden they're finding that people they thought were their friends are not.
It's their thoughts. They're just getting very greedy and unrealistic. It's very sad. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out with Frank St. James. And we're trying to comfort our listeners. And you can call in and ask a question. We're at 888-627-6008. And now it's time for the station break. And we'll be back after you hear a very special song.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was our wonderful Nat King Cole, and he's spreading love all over the world. And I'm here with Frank St. James. And Frank, February is Love Month and Valentine's Day and Heart Month, so we have to have some very positive things happening this month besides bad weather and deep snowfalls, right?
Yes, it's always that big change, and I really love February. I really love it. It's I love the uniqueness about it. It's mostly positive. You know,
yeah.
You got
the weather,
Valentine's
and the dark.
Day. It's spreading love.
And
it's
not
a
only
public.
That, the sun is out more.
Yeah, and it's the 11th house of bringing everything into the public. Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting time. And if you work with it and just keep calm, relaxed, and composed through things, you'll work through it much easier. You have little sayings that you can have to keep yourself positive.
Affirmation. Well, you know, we just had a very powerful full moon on the 28th of January, and that was a moon in Leo, and it was about letting go and really getting rid of people, places, and things in your life that you no longer need or that may have a negative relationship. So what we need to do now as we go into the new moon, which is on February 11th, is create a new life, a new love, and a new focus. And if you start thinking about it, Jupiter is in such a position that it can bring it to you. And I believe that we do psychic predictions, but I believe that you predict your own. I'll make a psychic prediction for you, and if you say, oh, that feels right, and you keep doing the affirmations like Frank said, you will create it. Isn't that true, Frank?
Yes, you're always, always have positive affirmations for yourself through life. We're always going to go through challenges, and that's what makes the person a challenge. Mm-hmm. But if you always have that positive, positive thoughts will bring me the goals I desire. Sometimes I'll change the sentence a little bit, but it's always on the positive side. I always figure if something is going wrong, I'm going to challenge it, and I'm going to get through it. And that makes you feel better when you get through with it.
You know, the metaphysical law is, if you can see it, it will heal.
Right.
What, like I talked to that girl's mother today who was on the other side, that knee swelling is going to go down and she's going to be able to walk now because she recited the forgiveness meditation back to her mother and it was just beautiful. It was such a beautiful moment. And that's what we need to do, release and let go and move forward. And you know something, don't you think that 2021 is going to be lighter than 2020 because it was Capricorn energy versus Aquarian energy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe it's actually going to start to work out. And so many things have been exposed and so many things that all they thought about was the money and not the people. And, and it doesn't have to be authority in retrospect. It could be just a normal person that got a little out of hand. And, they're going to get right back. You know, the truth is not always a welcome visitor. And
we're not through it all yet, Frank. It's going to be continuous the year, this up and down. But I will say this. The atmosphere is different. The atmosphere is lighter. It's time to release and let go of all the heaviness that you've been feeling. And 2020 was a very hard year, especially for many of you that aren't working. So we are going to move forward. And let February be the love month and begin new projects and your creativity. This is the love month, and we can focus on that. As a matter of fact, just before we go into our meditation, which we're about to do, I have a very special song that we're playing tonight on Let's Find Out. It's called First Love Story. It's by William Vitalis, and it's a poem from Rumi, who lived over 2,000 years ago. You will love it. So, Frank, thank you for coming on tonight, and we'll be on next week. Please give out your phone number one more time.
It's 862-684-1904.
Okay. And my
I am a psychic and a medium, so we can do both.
He does a lot of other things, too, that are very good. He's a healer. Frank does healing. And my 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Tomorrow begins the month of February with the first, and we don't know if the groundhog is going to see his shadow yet. Let's hope not, so that we don't have more winter. And it's time for the meditation now, so please get ready. We're going to hear First Love Story. Frank and I are saying good night. We'll see you next week.
not knowing how blind that was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. I started looking for you, not knowing how blind that was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor and legs uncrossed. Keeping your spine straight, take a deep breath. Release the breath, take another deep breath. Release the breath, one more deep breath. Release the breath. Closing your eyes, lean back and soak in the music of Richard Schulman and Ascension Harmonics. This piece is called Love. Love is the master. Love is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love, by my passion of love for love. I have grown sweet as sugar. O furious wind, I am only a straw before you. How could I know where I would be blown to next? Whoever claims to have made a pact with destiny reveals himself as a liar and a fool. What is any one of us but a straw in a storm? How could anyone make a pact with a hurricane? God is working everywhere. His massive resurrection is coming. How can we pretend to act on our own? In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a sack. Sometime love hoists me into the air. Sometimes love flings me into the air. Love swings me around and around like a Ferris wheel. I have no peace in this world or any other unless the lovers of God have fallen on me in a furious river of rippling energy. The love force has surrendered itself to love's command. Like milkweeds, they turn day and night, night and day, constantly turning and turning and crying out, reaching for more, expanding for more, filling my heart with more. Stay close to my heart, I pray. Stay close to my heart and to the one who knows your ways, your blessed higher self. Come into the shade of the tree that always has fresh flowers. Don't stroll idly through the bazaar or the perfume makers. Stay in the shop of the sugar seller. If you don't find true balance, anyone can deceive you. Anyone can trick out anything of straw and make you glad for taking it. Don't squat with a bowl before every boiling pot. In each pot on fire, you find very different things. Not all are sugar cans, not all have sugar, and not all emptiness winds up at a peak. Not all eyes possess vision, and not every sea is full of pearls. O nightingale with your voice of dark honey, go on lamenting. Only in your drunken ecstasy can pierce the rock's hard heart. Surrender yourself, and if you cannot be welcomed by a friend, know that you are rebelling inwardly like a thread, like a vibration that doesn't want to go through the needle's eye. The awakened heart is a lamb. Protect it by the hem of your robe. Hurry and get out of this wind, for the weather is turning bad. And when you have left this storm, you will become a fountain. You will find a friend, and there will always be one nearby to nourish your soul. And with your soul always green, you will grow tall like a tree, flowering and leafing always with sweet, light fruit, whose growth is within your interior. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. And melt into the music of Richard Schulman and love.